Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and songwriter Scheherazade blends the rich tradition of poetry and music from South Asia with Western instruments and production. Her new album, Qasr, was produced by Grammy-winning Pakistani-American singer Aruj Aftab, and it offers a subtly colored, moody collection of songs that, in the tradition of the fabled Thousand and One Nights, tell stories. Scheherazade has brought her ensemble to the studio, and they're going to start us off with this song called Dhund Lo Mujhe, or Search for Me.
Oh, shake it.
That is Scheherazade and her ensemble live in the studio in the song Dundlo Muji, Search for Me, featuring Scheherazade singing. You'll hear her at our piano momentarily as well. Jacob Charkey on cello, Sam Minaye on bass, and Mernam Rastegari playing the Comanche, the spike fiddle of Persian classical music. Shahar, it's great to have you and the ensemble here in the studio.
Great to see you.
The idea of having a Persian instrument, you know, while you're singing in, was that Hindi or Urdu?
Both.
Both, okay. But there's a very close connection between those two traditions.
Absolutely. There's a lot of shared lineage, yeah. Absolutely. I think that's why also it's so almost convenient to work together.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're all coming from our respective traditions, you know.
Well, now you were born and raised in the Bay Area.
Correct.
So, you know, the Western tradition is also your tradition. So this ensemble really is kind of organic in the way it came together, it seems.
Yes, I would say it definitely feels very representative of the sonic journey I've been on, but also just the various landscapes that I occupy just as a person.
So let me ask you about the name. It's Scheherazade, which in Urdu and probably in Hindi means something specific, right?
Right.
So Scheher is?
City.
And Azad?
Free.
Free city. And it's Azad, A-Z-A-A-D. So that is how you spell the name, Scheherazade.
Yeah, I mean, and it is from, you know, the region of South Asia and you know, the Middle East, and also it's a Persian sort of name. So it comes from all these various places, yeah. But the English spelling could pretty much be just whatever we want it to be. But I guess we could go with double A-D at the end.
which obviously you have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but even as a kid, the story of Scheherazade in 1001 Nights struck me as pretty weird, you know, that this woman is like with this crazed, insane king who keeps killing women, and, you know, she has to stay with him for 1001 nights, and then he falls in love with her, and somehow that makes everything better.
Right, and I mean, by compulsion, of course, you know, that 1001 nights, and yeah, when you put it that way, I mean, good grief. She is a storyteller. She tells stories for her life, and she tells stories for the life of countless other women, because there's effectively a genocide of women going on within the story, where
right.
every night for 1001 nights, the king takes another queen, marries her, and then murders her the next morning. So she puts a stop to that, not through violence and not through anything else, really, except for storytelling, which for me inherently is always musical. And vice versa, you know, music is always inherently storytelling.
Now, I speak neither Hindi nor Urdu, but you've provided English translations for the lyrics of these songs, and they do tell stories. Maybe not, you know, first A and then B and then C, but in a more kind of poetic, elliptical way, they are telling stories, and there is a kind of consistent point of view. It's a woman's point of view in each of the songs, it seems.
That absolutely is intentional. I just feel like growing up, I craved, you know, in my native languages to hear things written from a gender expansive perspective, where very often, you know, it's not them sort of in the seat of a lyricist or a music arranger, composer, etc. So for me, that was very much like the kernel of the seed of where my whole compositional journey began. And yes, the lyricism imaginably could be seen from that perspective.
Who are these stories for? Because when you choose a language or even a mix of languages, you are kind of filtering your potential audience. And by choosing not to sing in English, it seems like these stories are meant for someone else.
Yeah, you know, and I'm still, it's kind of a call right now, open call. I'm excited to see who, you know, jumps in the caravan. It's definite, but I would say if I had to sort of put a character around like audience when I write, I'm certainly speaking to the nomadic experience, you know, whether that's something of the world of like displacement, migration, you know, there's something diaspora, there's right. something just a very strong bloodline from my, I would say, musically, from my music to that whole experience.
Right. The lyrics are, as I say, they're kind of full of poetry. They're also full of ambiguity. It might actually be the next song you're going to do, Katham, that has the line about the heart is broken, but it's also pleased, which is, you know, just kind of struck me as what's going on in that story, you know?
Right.
So what's going on here?
Yeah. I mean, I ask myself that every day when I think about how I'm going to describe what Khatam means. It's really just a piecing together of a lot of sort of ominous thoughts and, you know, bits of storytelling and like sort of exposition. And it's all kind of discombobulatedly joined together in this piece called Khatam, which is, you know, an ode to death and aliens and time and the clash of worlds and civilizations and arriving at nowhere.
Mm-hmm. So for this one, you're going to
yes.
sit at the piano and join the band in playing as well as singing. Let's hear a song from Scheherazade. Her album called Qasr or Fortress is out now, and Scheherazade will actually be performing on Monday night, March 18th in Brooklyn at the First Unitarian Congregational Society on a double bill with the Japanese singer Hattis Noit, and then back in the Bay Area at the Lab on March 28th. But she and the ensemble are performing for us here in the studio. This song is called Katham.
Mm-hmm. खालीपन फैल रहा है अपने नस नस तक आ गया मेरी वजह से कितनों को जख्म पहुंचा लेकिन यहां से वो सब नहीं देख सकते इसको कहते हैं इंतहा खात्मा का पर अब भी मैं तो हूँ मशहूर मैं
That's beautiful. That is Scheherazade and the ensemble playing live in a song called Khatam, or Finished, which you will find on Scheherazade's new record called Qasr, Q-A-S-R, which means fortress. And once again with Mernam Rastegari playing the Comanche and Jacob Charkey on cello, Sam Anaye on bass. Scheher, the title of the album, Qasr, Fortress. What's the meaning of the title?
It was a name given by the producer of the album, Aruj Aftabs, which I felt was very appropriate because she was the baseline for the whole project.
She had some electronics to the couple of tracks on the recording
she did,
as well.
Yeah, among other things, yeah.
Yeah. So the sound of this acoustic ensemble here is it's different from what's on the record. Sometimes very different. I mean, you know, the opening track, Mashour, has a kind of flamenco echo in the guitar.
Niche dekho, kya zyada upar chadh gaye. Niche dekho, kya zyada upar chadh gaye.
I mean, as long as we're talking about, you know, connections to South Asia, you know, it's thought that the Roma, the Gypsy people, originated in that part of the world. So, again, you if you look deep enough, like beneath the surface, where the roots of things are, you find lots of connections.
Yes, and I seek to continuously identify and bring to light those connections, for sure.
So, What about your own journey to this music? What did you grow up with?
Quite a lot. There was, of course, Indian, or rather South Asian classical music.
Uh-huh.
And there was also a fair bit of, actually a lot of music from the Spanish-speaking world in California, naturally.
Sure, sure.
That's just the soundscape. But also a lot of Persian music, a lot of music, Arabic music as well. Just growing up alongside a lot of people from that part of the diaspora. And then, of course, there was a lot of, you know, like 70s, 60s music, both from like the Indian film industry, but mm-hmm. also from out here because, yeah, my parents were and are hippies. So.
Okay, so you had a steady diet of Ravi Shankar on the one hand, but probably Lata Mangeshkar and Asha Bhosle and all the playback singers.
Right.
And when you started singing, what were you singing? What language were you singing?
English.
Okay.
I was a trained English singer in American Songbook and opera and Broadway and all of that, a little bit of jazz as well.
Mm-hmm. And so what occasioned the kind of return to your other roots, you know, the
Yeah,
the
I mean,
Asian
I think
roots.
It was just studying more about like South Asian history and then not being able to really sing in the quote unquote, you know, colonial language as an emotive choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was also seeing who was allowed to take up space in the English music world. Mm. And it didn't feel like it could be me. And also, I think the fact that I was moving back and forth a lot between South Asia and here. And so suddenly, like, singing in English and singing the repertoire that I used to, it just started to feel a bit fraudulent. Or It wasn't at least the full picture, for sure.
Right. So this was basically a search for something that was kind of authentic to your experience growing up in, I guess, two worlds.
Yes, it still is a search, always. Even just right now as we're performing, like, I'm still searching with, you know, my lovely collaborators.
Yeah.
I want to work with musicians who want to search with me.
The song you're going to do next, Koshish, does that mean try or tried? What does that word mean?
Yes, try, attempt.
Okay. On the record, to me, it has the sound of like when David Lynch evokes the 1960s and his composer Angelo Badalamenti gets that kind of dark, velvety guitar sound.
Hmm.
Very much that sound world.
Wow.
On the record. So the original version, well, I'll call it original because it's the first one I heard, the one that's on the record on Kasar. So that version of Koshish with this kind of Lynchian, weird 60s vibe, was that something that just happened in the studio, or did you go in thinking with that in your mind's ear?
I wanted it to be a surfer song.
You did.
I'm from California, and I just said to myself, like, I need to pay homage to my West Coast heritage, and no one has done anything in the surfer genre, which is historically very white, right? So
right.
I thought it would be good to color the surfer genre with brown surfer bodies in that, you know, like musical psyche and Hindi Urdu.
Yeah. Well, let's see what you and the ensemble have cooked up for us today. This version of Koshish from Scheherazade. You'll find a version on the album Kasar, but here is the live performance.
Har sawal ko mera jawab daya aur main sunti nahi har kisi ke baad ab thak gaye aur maine sab dekha is duniya ki har ek jagah aur zaruri nahi पीछे देखना माजी मेरा हर पल मेरे साथ मैंने कोशिश की बेचती रहूं अपनी लेकिन फिर मैंने कोशिश की बन गए कदी सब किया बस तेरे लिए तेरे लिए खुदा हाफिज़ अपनी जवानी खत्म कहानी हमारी माफी का लफ्ज हम भूल गए बाहर से कितने सख्त मगर अंदर है कुछ भारी है कुछ गलत तीन चार सुनती नहीं हर किसी के बाद
That is a version of Koshish, Shahar, almost a kind of tango version of the song.
I hope so. I really hope so.
You alluded before to a current project. So, you know, aside from remaking these songs for live performance, what else are you working on?
So I'm working on my next project, which for me will be the most epic because just lengthwise, it'll be the longest album. But yeah, it's amazing to take like the learnings and the wisdom from this last project and channel it towards this new work.
And when you say the learnings, the wisdom that you've gotten from this one, what are some of the things you learned?
Firstly, the chance to really strip it down and, you know, interpret it for a live setting. There's been so many learnings from that. And being in the room with incredible, extraordinary musicians, you glean and you absorb so much from them and their worlds and their experience. But also, I would say, sort of like stepping into my own and really like claiming my voice and letting that emerge, and like the rituals around that and the lifestyle of artistry and, you know, composition.
Well, Shahar, thank you so much for coming in and performing some of these songs for us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Shahrazad will be performing on Monday, March 18th at the First Unitarian Congregational Society in Brooklyn. Then she's back home in San Francisco at The Lab on March 28th. And my thanks to our crew, our producer Karen Havlick, down the hall operating the video cameras of the performances you've just heard. And as ever, Irene Trudell behind the plexiglass in the control room. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org. Shamsaka.